Phone Boy Speaks, episode 961, The Non-Existent Bestseller. Gene Shepard is probably best known for his story/movie, A Christmas Story, which is the movie came out in the 80s and is now a classic movie to watch during the holidays. But it is what's more interesting to me is the fact that he also ended up writing a book that originally didn't exist, but he somehow managed to get enough people to request it, and it actually the book actually got onto the New York Times bestseller list, and the book didn't even exist. Right? I mean, it got so ridiculous that he finally just wrote the book, and there was, and so that was. And he didn't even keep the money, right? He donated all the money from said book to charity, but it was, he did this experiment, and it was at the time he was a radio show host who worked on the graveyard shift, and he talked about all kinds of stuff on his radio show. I've never heard it because this was all, well before I was born, but this story that the American public can be manipulated through the media is very interesting. And so I'll put a link to the show notes in this. And I actually found this story on LinkedIn of all places. But the idea that this author essentially, slash radio show host was able to essentially create a buzz for a book that didn't exist. And he got all of his listeners to just basically go into all the stores and ask for this book. And so as a result, it got on the New York Times bestseller list, and people were like BSing each other that they had seen the author or whatever, and they didn't want to appear that they were not in the in crowd, so to speak, and so they just people wrote papers on this book that didn't exist. I mean, it was this whole just a complete ridiculous story that was completely fabricated. Some guy that was that invented talk radio, or kind of the way we think of it today anyway. He just invented this book, and he ended up having to write it. But it was on the New York Times bestseller list when the book didn't exist. And I guess the other sort of thing that happened is maybe not exactly like this, but the whole the War of the Worlds thing, the Orson Welles story that was put out as a radio play, and when it first came out, it wasn't. People thought it was the real thing, and it was, and people were, this was back well before the internet existed. And the public got owned by this. And so, which I guess really sort of makes me suspicious of anything that's really popular, right? So it's like, why is something popular, and why do you have to feel like you're in the in crowd, right? And I guess people want to fit in, and that's a pretty normal thing. But with this kind of stuff, I've never been, I guess with anything that comes out of the media, I'm always a wee bit suspicious of things that are popular. And so that's not to say that I won't like something, but I'm not going, and I might try it if certain people I know like it. Certainly, I think that happened with Mr. Robot. I didn't start actually watching that until I heard enough people that I actually have some respect for say, hey, this is actually pretty good. Why don't you take a listen to it? Watch, consume. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. But this story. It's as I say, it's amazing that this one, and this could be done in the 1950s because there was no internet, there was no Barnes and Noble. It was mom and pop bookstore. So you can kind of the story happened. It happened out in the open actually, but it was at a time on the radio when most people were sleeping. So it was kind of, but it was a fairly open secret. But still, enough of the American public got bamboozled, and actually, I'd say even the worldwide media got bamboozled on this book. And so, it's kind of amazing that was possible to do. But I guess, today with a globally connected media, it's probably not that difficult to pull off some other sort of feat like this if you really wanted to. You get enough people involved. So I guess just kind of watch out. I mean, this kind of thing can happen. And here's an example from more than 60 something years ago, right? This happened, and I'm sure something like this could still happen today. In fact, it probably happened much easier and quicker than it would happen in the past. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.